As I got another rhyme, another rhythm for y'all to listen. I'm never quitting on my mission, I'ma roll with what I'm giving. Got some ambition, this new addition, filling positions. Looking at the void in myself and feeling what's missing. Watch the way you going, better go in the right direction. In the moment it's stressing, but you gon' be counting blessings. And I know that for certain, keep on working, open curtains. Haters swerving, cause they ain't ready for your final version. Whoa. I'm never gon' give up, fall down, I just gotta get up, yeah. Cause this is my road.
Well, I just once again want to welcome you to the Tom Blickman Show on 103.5 FM WNHHP. We are excited. My name is Bernard Macklin. This is One Time with Bernard Macklin. And today we're going to give you two sides to every story. One thing I've learned in this community is that we should never take away a person's ability to make their own choices. And in that choice, you know, it's one thing that we learned that we got to live with. Whatever choices we make, we got to live with those choices, good or bad, ugly, whatever you want to call it. But at the end of the day, it's my choice to make. I made choices for my life, and people have the right to make choices for theirs. And combining, hopefully, we are making the right choices in this community. In this pandemic, we've heard so many different things, and we've seen so many different things. And sometimes the word gets confusing. And before I go any further, I definitely want to leave this out because Tom is going to get me. One thing I want you to know, Tom will be back. He's just off the scene just for a short time, resting and getting himself back together after having surgery. So we do look so forward to seeing Tom back on the wheels of steel here real soon. But today we have two sides to every story. And I got two people hoping for the third to come on the line. And we're going to get their views as in reference to this pandemic that we have. The first one I have that I'm so happy to have him on the line for the first time is Keijon Tucker, a very prominent young brother in this community. It's good to hear voices from two sides to every story and hearing it from someone from a young man. I mean, he ain't an old man like me. He's a young man, and we definitely want to hear his views today. And then I have to my left and maybe your right, one of our pioneers in this community. If you don't know her, you better get to know her. Because when I tell you a rebel that would actually stand up and fight for you, I don't care, put on some gloves too, but she would stand up and fight with you to make sure that your civil rights and everything about you is correct. And if you need assistance and help getting back into this community, she is definitely the person you want to connect with. If you have been incarcerated, and you're having issues coming back into this community for any reason, she is a person you definitely want to connect with. And I'm going to give it to you live and real from Ms. Barbara Fair. But, you know, and I'm hoping and we're waiting for our third panelist. But when he comes up, I will surely introduce him. Welcome to the both of you. I just want to clap and say you. Welcome to the Tom Blickman Show 105, 103.5 FM. Just to kind of get into this thing. Because what I learned is that I have my view of what I believe is right in this pandemic when it comes to vaccinations and why people that are hesitant from actually getting vaccinated, which they you have a right to have that opinion. And today we're going to come on the show and begin talking about that. If you don't mind, Ms. Barbara, I'm going to go to this young man over here because we haven't had a chance to hear from him, Mr. Tucker. Kind of you, from what I'm hearing, man, you actually had COVID yourself, man, and you actually survived it, you know, got through it. It was difficult from what I hear. Kind of, you know, tell us your story. Tell us a little bit about you and kind of what happened in your bout with COVID.
Well, I went on vacation with my daughters to Florida. I think we went on a vacation for a week. When I came back, I noticed my back was aching a little bit. And it felt like I was going to get the flu. I had the flu, I think, once in my life. So I knew I was getting sick, put it that way. So I was like, let me just go get checked. So I went to the doctors and took a COVID test because I was in Florida. And last year, it was like a real hotbed. And it came back that I had COVID. Luckily, my daughters, they weren't sick, just me. When I had it, what it did was I had a headache for I want to say 5 days, nonstop, heading.
You muted. Hold up. I think you muted yourself. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, somebody was calling me somehow. Yeah, I was sweating a lot. I had a fever, a real high fever. That was mainly it. So I stayed in for 2 weeks. I took vitamins. I sell sea moss, so I took my sea moss. I did drink tea, a lot of tea, because I know tea helps with mucus and phlegm. And I also made a pot with lime in it and orange pills. And I put a towel over my head and made a sauna out of it, because that's good to break down the mucus in your body. Mm-hmm. Know this brother right here. This thing.
But it's still yours. So with that, you found that worked for you.
Yeah, that worked for me. That worked for me.
And so that kind of brings on a different point as we move forward. And just to let you all know, when I talk about prominent men in this community, when I talk about people that, and when I moved to Connecticut, I got a chance to see the works of some of the people that's on this call and many more. But this brother and this pastor stands out when it comes to really fighting against injustice, when it comes to fighting against, you know, brothers coming out of prison or going to prison and the violence that may partake in those issues and violence within our community. And he stands firm in his belief. He stands firm in his relationship with the Lord, most of all. And I've had the chance just recently to have real moment talks with this gentleman, and it got real on the call. I would tell you from the moment we began to talk. But I have to respect kind of who this man is, because any man that stands behind his principles is a man to me, and not allowing people to change his views and the way he looks at life and his relationship, of course, with the Lord. I give you not only a good friend that to come and a good friend now, a prominent pastor in this community, Pastor John Lewis. So I just wanted to definitely add you to the call today, Pastor, just to begin this series.
Okay, Barbara. I didn't know who he was talking about either. But listen, man, blessings to you, man, just the work that you do and all that you give opportunity to for people to be able to, you know, just speak their, you know, their voice and have a voice. And thanks to Tom too, man. Tom, you know, great guy, known Tom for a long time, and Barbara and this young man down there with the cap on, you know. But no, just a blessing just to be able to just be there for people. Again, you had said something about the Lord, and since my walk with the Lord, I mean, you know, that has been really my strength, but I don't put that on nobody else.
And that is
the important piece of it, that we should be able to have our own convictions, but don't bully people to go and do it the way that I do it. Right. But it should be appealing enough that people might be attracted to, you know, the life that you live in, and ask questions. And that just segues into what we are up here talking about. I mean, you know, I just think that as individuals, we got to, first of all, take responsibility for ourselves to stay healthy, do what we got to do to be a better person, whatever that might be. And that way, in our relationship with others that live in our community, that we have healthy relationships, that we are able to really take care of ourselves instead of wanting others to take care of us. So it's about self-responsibility. It's about us being able to be there for one another. Charity begins at home first. It begins at home first. So I just want to say that about even what we're talking about today, you know, with the vaccine and, you know, what people are faced with, what we're faced with in this condition of this world, period. You know, it's about people having the ability to have their own individual choice have their own individual convictions, regardless what other people might think, as long as it doesn't infringe on the freedom, justice, and equality of others. I think that's so important.
Freedom, justice, right. and equality
yes,
of others, which we all have a right to, you know. And I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to be real. This is a scary time. This is a scary time because I've heard so many myths. I've heard so many opinions. I've heard so many views. Some may be right. Some may be wrong. But one thing that me and Pastor talked about that I got to stay with was that word choice. You know, that's something that no matter what we talk about on this show today, that's one thing I can't take away from any individual person is their right to make a choice for themselves and their families. Now, at the end of the day, we all know there's consequences, positive to negative, to every choice that we make, and we have to live with whatever comes out of the choices that we make, good or bad, whatever, however you want to place it and put it. But at the same time, that's one thing that he and I both, and all of us, I do agree that we would agree on, you have a right to that choice. I'm going to go back to KT, because that's who I started with. Just knowing that you actually had COVID and you experienced the ugliness of the disease, but in your heart, you still view that, you know, getting vaccinated is kind of not what you wanted to do. Can you kind of just give us kind of why you feel that way?
I'm more into being healthy. I don't take any drugs or any, I'm talking about prescription, whatever. So I like exercising. I'm pescatarian. Again, I don't use any drugs, alcohol, anything. So it just goes along with what I'm into anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'm not into using drugs. So I just feel like if you build your immune system, you can fight it. And then now is data coming out. It's just supporting my view anyway. I just read something literally a couple of minutes ago where it was saying that people that had COVID previously, they have a better chance at fighting a Delta variant because they built their immunity. They said that you have more of a chance than if you took the vaccine. And the reason being is the vaccine was made to fight the first COVID. Now that the variants are coming out, it doesn't know how to attack them because they're different. It said it's actually helping them, and people that have the vaccine are actually going to get sicker. They have the possibility to get sicker, along with the fact that those who took the vaccine first, now they're finding out the vaccines get weaker and weaker with time. So they have a greater chance of catching COVID and having horrible results as far as fighting against it.
You know, the first things first, in anything that you utilize, you know, in anything that combats or anything that that may come and hurt you, you know, you definitely want to make sure that you have the facts, and that always present the information in a form where, you know, you have the actual facts of kind of what it can do to you, how it may hurt you, or how it may not hurt you, but having the facts and present those facts so people are not confused afterwards. And that's one of the things that we struggle with in our communities is getting the right information and not receiving information that we assume is correct, but that we know for sure, you know. And that's one thing that I lean over to you, Ms. Fair, you know, in your convictions, you know, for the same reasons you feel exactly, you have some feelings and emotions about this thing as well, you know, kind of hearing what KT had to say, kind of what would you input into that thought?
I look at the basic fact that I am 73 years old. I have not had a vaccination since I was a kid. From the time I turned 50, doctors were pushing vaccines on me for a flu, for I can't think of the other ones. shingles, pneumonia, all of these vaccines they've been wanting me to take, and I haven't taken them. And the reason I haven't taken, because like I said, I'm at this age, 73. I had the flu once in my life. And once when that flu started coming in on my body, I started increasing. Because one of the things I do on a regular basis is tea with ginger in it. And so I just started drinking more ginger tea. And so the flu lasted just a couple of days. It never got severe. I mean, I rarely ever get a cold. So if I've lived this long without vaccinations, why would I take a vaccination now? And then I'm reading, I do a lot of research. So I don't just listen to what mainstream media puts out there. I go to different sources, and I'm seeing from what the other sources are saying that the vaccination really works for a short period of time. As time goes on, it's ineffective. I've also seen where now they're saying you need booster shots at months after taking the original shot. And then I'm also reading where, and say in LA, 25% of the people who ended up sick with this new variant were fully vaccinated. So I'm just using common sense and using the research and putting it together. And I'm thinking like, okay, this is, makes sense to me to now at my age, never being sick, to start putting something in my body that's experimental. And another thing that makes me suspicious is when they start pushing anything in our community, I'm suspicious because history has shown me America does not care about Black and Brown people. So when they start going all up in our churches, on our playgrounds, everywhere you can go, they're pushing the vaccine. I'm sorry, you're just pushing me further away from it because I don't trust our American government. That's it for me.
Wow. I'm going to come back to that. That's a lot. That's a lot to intake. And let me say this before I go to Pastor. One thing that I don't know if you all know that I do for Southern Connecticut State is I'm the education and outreach coordinator for flu and COVID. And and as I and Pastor John, Pastor Lewis was talking about yesterday, you know, the reasons why I actually got vaccinated. And one thing I explained to him, because he, you know, at a certain point in his life, he became much healthier. Well, I haven't reached that plateau yet of totally being, you know, plant-based, or what KJ was talking about with all the things that he took and things that he do in his life. That wasn't me. You know, I like candy. I like honey buns and hamburgers and fried chicken. And, you know, and greens and macaroni and cheese, you know. So it was harder for me when I made that decision to get vaccinated because I have a pre-existing medical condition that I have to be concerned about. And one thing that I rest assured that I say very clearly to people to help them to understand my own reasons and my choice. And again, not taking away from KJ's choice, not taking away from Pastor Lewis or yours, Ms. Fair. You know, I made the choice because it was either I feared the virus or I feared the vaccine. Which one did I fear most? And one thing that happens in inner city communities, from, and you know all, because y'all, we're all around the same age. We have history. We understand history. And through history, the foods that we chose, basically when we were slaves, we still kind of eat to this day. And a lot of those foods come with a lot of things that's not good for you, you know, and good for your body. And we're still eating those things. And that's why diabetes, that's why high blood pressure, that's why a lot of cardio issues, lung issues, respiratory, of course, respiratory, when I say lung issues, are so high in our communities. That's why a lot of us are more affected by this virus than anyone else. And so naturally we have to put a focus there, but what I don't put out to anyone, that was my choice to make, you know what I mean? If I trust in the government, if I don't trust in the government, whatever that is, it came down to Bernard Macklin had to make a choice based on my most recent condition. And even though I am a lot healthier now than I was because of my choices I had to change, I still like macaroni and cheese. Don't get it twisted. But
you just don't eat them as much.
I just can't. I haven't eaten it at all. I had to let it go. And I had to let it go because it's not something, basically, when I turn around, it's always something new coming around, some new variant, some new virus that shows up out of the scene. However it was created, however it got here, it's here. Mm-hmm. And we always seem to find out every year, 2 or 3 years later, something new pops up all of a sudden out the blue. But regardless of how it popped up, it's here. Mm-hmm. And we have to find a way to deal with it. But one thing I love is what works for KT is because, first of all, you know, I'm looking at his age. I'm looking at how he says he's taking care of himself. And a lot of people survived COVID because they were in excellent condition. So my question to you all, and let me go to Pastor, is what do you say to the people that have conditions like me, when you make that choice to virus or vaccine?
Again, I just want to applaud you again on just you making that choice. And I want us to understand, and those that are viewing in, it's not about trying to persuade other people to do what you did or to do what we do, but it's about the freedom of that choice to be able to do that. First of all, like KT said, we got to be conscious of our health and take care of ourselves. Now, years ago, as a teenager, from eating, you know, what you was eating, and not only that, just drugs, cocaine, and alcohol, hanging out all night and doing all kind of stuff that put my whole life and my existence in jeopardy because of my bad choices. But then when I chose, they said, you know that old saying, when you know better, you do better.
That's right. It is.
But they don't want you to know better. That's the problem, so that you can do better and know that you can make the right choice, especially as Barbara was saying, in a society that has been geared toward really people of color, not allowing us to really advance. So sometimes we don't have a choice but to medicate ourselves or to find something that might, even though it's not even though it's not healthy for us, we still choose to do it better than what I'm dealing with. You understand what I'm saying? So there's a whole lot of different things that are against us as a people. Yes. People that have underlying conditions. I say to you, make that right choice. Make the right choice of what you feel, but do not do it out of fear. Mm-hmm. Because when you make choices out of fear, a lot of times, sometimes you might regret that later on, but that really wasn't your choice. You did it because you were fearful. You did it because the pressure, and one thing that this society is great at is making fear prevalent every day in front of you. And that whole movement about this virus and what's going on and all the different variants and everything and shutting down people who are bringing different information. Remember, when you know better, you do better. Mm-hmm. You make better choices. They don't even want you to have a choice. They want to make it their choice. This is what you gonna do. This is what you need to do. Then don't let nobody else have an opinion. And that's dangerous even in itself.
Yes.
Let people have the opportunity to listen to other information. What KT was talking about, there's a doctor, her name, and I sent you the link, brother, Bernard.
I saw it yesterday.
Her last name is Parker. Mm-hmm. And it just came out on 8/19/21.
Christina Parks, Dr. Yes. Christina Parks.
Yep. Yeah. And she's a PhD. And she's sitting, I believe, in front of the House or whatever, some representatives, and kind of
giving Michigan.
Her expression about what she felt about from science, sir, not just from an opinion. But from science. I also sent you, I sent out information about Anomaly, who people may not know, but his name is Anomaly, and I want to send that out to people so that they can go look, because what you need to do, people, I need y'all to listen to me. Record everything that you're watching on Facebook that got different information that might be against what the CDC or challenges the CDC, because they're going to take it down.
That's it.
They're going to remove it from Facebook. They're going to remove it from social media. Everything that I'm talking about, my information that I'm studying and pulling out, I've hard copied it so they can take it down all they want. And I still am able to put that information. So that's the kind of world that we're living in. You got to have the ability to get different information so that you can do your research. Do not allow the media to spare you to make these choices, because they're part of the whole thing too. So again, we're talking about choice. All we're talking about, do not take away the choice from the people. I'm talking to the leaders too, pastors who got paid to coerce or to persuade their people to get vaccinated without giving them an opportunity for a real conversation. Because they got to some of the leaders, paid them off, and so that they could have influence over their people. Not just pastors, but other people also, whoever got influence. So again, Brother Bernard, it's about having the right to choose. But if the media and if newscaster, if the government, if Biden, if Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, and all of these individuals take away our ability to weigh the facts, because they took away other people's factual information, instead of disproving them, they want to remove them and then now give you only their information to listen to. It is absolutely wrong. Something's wrong with that when you can't factually prove what you're talking about without removing that information, but putting that information beside your information and disprove what they're saying. It's about to be able to disprove what they're saying is false information, not just because you said it. So that's what we're fighting for, is the right for the people to find out the right information for themselves and to make that choice. You cannot take away, as babies, that information that that doctor's talking about that did harm to some of the young African-American males that gave them autism, I believe it was, from them getting vaccinated. And the CDC knows this. The lady that's in charge right now, she came under fire about the opioid situation a while back ago. And now she's making a choice and putting this information out. When do we as a people get the opportunity to challenge this information that's coming out? That's all. And let us have the real conversation instead of putting fear in people about you're going to lose your job or your right to even work, or you're not going to be able to come to this workplace. Come on now. That's wrong. To me, that sounds like some people that try to, and I'm going to end on this, that sounds like preachers that used to come to me when I was young trying to bully me into believing Jesus Christ and trying to fear me into saying you're going to burn in hell if you don't know Jesus. But they couldn't give me no concrete information. Neither was they persuasive enough in order for me to really embrace what they say, but they use fear tactics. Well, the people ain't afraid of that no more today. They want to stand for their rights and make their own choice.
You know, Bernard, what can I'm going to tell you. Thing, go ahead, Barb. Please jump in.
We need to mute Pastor Lewis because he thinks he's in church. Just mute him for a minute so we can get some words in.
No, she ain't right.
Everything he is saying is so real and need to be heard. But I was thinking while he was talking, and so much of what he said was true, like the fear. Like right now, I'm on this blood pressure medication. It's only 25 milligram diuretic pill. It's really nothing. But the fact that when I started taking it, I was in my 20s. I didn't know anything about medicine. The doctor said, you need to take this for your blood pressure. And I started taking it. Now that I'm in this healthy place, I wanted to get off it. I can't get off it. Because now what I've learned about it, when I started reading side effects, some of the side effects now, they regulate my heart. So now I'm stuck on it for the rest of my life. So when Pastor talked about how you do things in fear without knowledge, they got me for life. Because if I stop taking it, my heart can stop working. And that's just a little pill. And on top of that, let me finish, Pastor. I said to mute him. Pastor. I just want to finish up because even since then, they tried to put me on other medications. And I'll never forget the doctor told me, because I refused to take them. The doctor said, If you don't take this medication, you won't make it to 60. Hello, I'm 73. So fear is making a lot of people do things. But my thing is, and I'm not going to preach like Pastor did. My thing is, whatever people want to do, you have your reasons to do it. And that's good. And I'm not putting you down for it. That's your choice. What I don't like is when you publicly shame me because I refuse to go for that stuff. That's the problem that I have with it. If you decide you believe all that stuff that you're being told and you make a choice, good for you. That's your choice. You have a right to that. And you should never allow anybody to take that right from you. But if I have researched and I have experienced this system, and I know I'm not going to just listen and be feared into taking something again ever in my life, then you should not publicly shame me for that. And that's what I'm seeing a lot in America. And that's why I had KT ask him to come on the show. He talks about, he tries to educate people on his page. And oh my God, the people who took the shot, they are bashing him every chance they get. And that's what shouldn't be happening. If you took it, okay, fine with you. Celebrate. But don't tell me something's wrong with me because I don't. Because you had your reasons and I have my reasons for not. And I'm going to let it go.
You know what? That's some powerful, but Pastor, I'm going to let you go ahead because you look like you got something you want to jump
in. Yeah, because Barbara would do the same thing I do. Barbara would do the same thing I do, but I love Barbara. Me and Barbara. I love Barbara. But exactly. My mother is 81 years old. My mother is on 16 different medications.
And we talked about the
FDA. Remember, Food and Drug Administration. This does not make you healthy. It makes you dependent on what they give you. It doesn't make you healthy. They can't heal you. They maintain you only for you to become dependent on something different. So you tell me, sir, I'm a child of the Creator. I'm a child of God. Why would I allow what I believe in as the sovereign being of this universe be challenged or put aside by some man-made factory stuff that goes against my natural nature?
Right.
That all these years that we've been going through, Black folk have been through absolute hell. And we have still been able to walk into to do what we got to do. Why would we trust a nation that has hung us and did what they've done to, now to my white colleagues and my friends? I'm not going off on no Black tangent, but I'm just being real right now.
Here you are, but go.
No, because the reality of it is this. We are not there yet. That Tuskegee Institute was from 1930 to 1970, sir. 1970, I was a little boy. So we're not that far removed from that. So you're going to tell me all of a sudden America had a real wake-up call? All of a sudden those people that are in power have really changed their mind about doing the right thing and they don't want to still control or be in the power seats? Come on, sir. You got to do better than putting a Black face in front of us to say, hey, guess what? I was against the shot, and now I took it because I trust it. And I want to make sure. Come on, man. You got to do better than that. You know what?
One thing I would say, because I hear that. One thing I would say again, it's not about, for me, it's not about Black or white. Because one thing I can say about COVID and all the other things that you mentioned is factual. But one thing I can say about COVID is neither Black nor is it white, nor is it Asian, French, nor is it Australian. COVID kills whatever it gets a hold on to if the person, and I'm not dealing in color, I'm talking about if the person connects with it. And that, because it has killed all sorts of people. And the choice to make, but let me say this, but as far as other things, as it relates to injustice, inequality, racism, all of those things are very prevalent and very present in the community where we live. And it also builds what we know today, which is that word hesitation, because you don't know, like you spoke on very, very well, Pastor. You don't know, you know, if you don't have all of the facts in front of you on every side. You don't know. Don't take out the fact. Leave it up to me to make the choice. You know, all I can do as a minister is provide you the information that he has given to me. Once I give it to you, your heart and your mind and your situation has to make the choice if you want to receive it. And if you don't, please go out and investigate. Become a researcher of whatever and find out for yourself. That's what I'm hearing from you. That's what I heard from you. And that's what I'm hearing from KT is go out and get the information so you can make a common choice. I'm not here because I'm black.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here because I'm a human being.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so happening to be black.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that because of that, I made the choice for this person here based on my own reasoning. And again, I'm not going to take away from the effort because I always.
Why did they make it a black issue, Doc?
Why? No, it's not a black issue. I'm making it an issue for person.
Not you. Not you.
Yeah, overall.
Why are they zeroing in now on the black population? I know Kobe don't have no respect to person. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, the information, most of the people that died from COVID was obese, and they were not the majority of black people. So they need to really get that true information out there. So why are they zeroing in? I'm just asking you. It's not about color. Kobe has no respect to person. So that's my question. Why are they focusing on black folk?
What why are they on our playgrounds in our churches? Huh? Why are they in our churches and our playgrounds, our libraries, everywhere you go? Why are they concentrating on us if this is a non-racial disease, if it hits everybody? And why did mainstream media make it like it was a black issue? Like all these black people are dying and so we got to concentrate all in. But the first people in Connecticut that got it lived in Fairfield, a town that's almost 99% white. Why didn't they emphasize that? No, they waited till it got in a black community and boosted it up. Look at all these black people dying. We got to do something for the black people. So let us in your churches, on your playgrounds and your clinics, everywhere we can get you.
Let me say this. I'm not going to disagree with that. But what I'm going to say is this. One thing that I'm very focused on, good or bad, ugly or right, wrong. There's one thing I'm very focused on is I care about, and this is nothing against all my other people that I work with, anybody that I'm around. One thing I can't change as long as I'm alive is the color of my skin, and neither do I want to change it. But the thing is that I'm very focused on the care of my community. So when I come out and I do outreach and I come to a community of color, I come because I care about the very nature and the experiences that my people go through. And if this is something that I feel that is going to harm the people that I know that look like me, I'm going to say something, and I'm going to fight towards better medical services for African-American and Hispanic people. I'm going to fight for better privileges, better employment. I'm going to fight for all of those things that we've been missed. So when the focus, because one thing you can realize, positive focus has never really been placed on our communities. So right. When an opportunity comes for me to put a positive smile or a positive look into this community, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. And you know, but not against, but always for. Right. And that's one thing that I'm for. And I'm not against. And so one thing I'm going to take from definitely from Pastor Lewis is that if you go for the facts, have all the facts in front of you. Do not remove what you don't feel pushes your agenda. I agree with that. Make sure you give me the choice. Give me what you don't think is right and let me see if it's right or wrong. Give me what you think is right and let me see if it's right or wrong. And when I put it together, let me make the choice of which way I choose to go. You know, and in the end, like I said from the very beginning, you know, we suffer whatever the consequences, good or bad consequences, that come from it. You know what I mean? So if I made a choice that somehow come and bite me in the back, but I made that choice and I can't be mad at anybody because I made that choice. You know, KJ, I mean, you kind of heard, a lot, you know, that came out, but I don't take away from it. Kind of what is your perspective on it after everything you've heard so far, especially being where you are age-wise, because I can't talk to somebody about certain things because I might not know the language. You know the language, kind of. What's your perspective from it's from your perspective at the age you are, and how you would present that to the public?
I guess the biggest, my biggest presentation is that I actually live it, so I don't really have to say too much. People see that. People who know me know I work out. People who know me know I eat healthy. People who know me know I sell sea moss. I sell vitamins, all organic products that I actually use. I'm talking about toothpaste because, you know, with fluoride and regular toothpaste, I use deodorant, natural soap. So it's more so you'll see me doing it. It's more about action as opposed to just saying words. Yeah. And I feel like coming from a spiritual sense of it is we always talk about seeing signs from God and stuff like that. I feel like this is a sign to Black people, especially. It could be anybody in general, but Black people specifically, that we need to get our health together. You know what I'm saying? Because it is affecting us more based on our eating habits. And a lot of people aren't trying to discuss it, because to discuss that, it takes accountability. And you know how we are as a people. We don't want to take accountability for nothing. We'll rather just, instead of fix our community, we're going to just say we're going to vote ourselves into a better place. We're going to pray our way into a better place. Something bad happens in a community. Oh, yeah, we're going to pray on it. Nah, faith without works is dead. So you can have all the faith you want, but if you ain't putting no action to it, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like the best way to present it to the youth is that you could be cool and all that other stuff, but if you ain't healthy, none of that matters, because you can have all the money you want, but if you don't have the health to go along with it, you can't enjoy it. Ask Steve Jobs. Greatest example, had all the money in the world. He didn't have his health and he died. So that's it.
You know what? That part, I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that, because that's the key to success in all of this. The average person that is healthy might have caught it. And one thing I would say, nobody ever said it didn't say you couldn't catch it after being vaccinated. That is not true, and that's not factual. You know, all it said is if you catch it and you've been vaccinated or not, that, you know, your likelihood of hospitalization and the likelihood of death is not likely because of vaccination. But those that have pre-existing conditions, and some of those that had conditions we knew nothing about, Black, white, or whatever color you were or are. You know, but you keyed in on the piece that I love the most, and man, Pastor talked about it as well, based where he is today, changing the way you take care of this temple that you have been presented with is key. If you're not a person that believes in good health, then you opening yourself up to whatever may come. We don't know the next variant that's coming. We don't know.
And but there's one coming.
And I do believe one is coming.
Another one coming. I don't know
what it is. But when it shows up, if you're not in a position of great health, you know what I'm saying, then you might be the victim behind whatever shows up on the scene. So definitely please, people, take care of your bodies and be considerate enough to think of yourselves and the people that depend upon you. It was a story that was told about a gentleman out of Michigan. And his family was thinking about vaccination, and he wasn't in the best of health. And because he wasn't, you know, and he didn't get vaccinated or whatever, he passed away. The problem behind that is that family was dependent upon him as a provider, and now he's not there providing. And any of you know, you all know, because you've been through it in your lives. Once you take away something that you depend upon to help you survive, it changes the dynamic instantly. And so people need to make, again, a conscious choice based on all the things that possibly could happen. And I don't want to be, for me, it's like I said, for me, I knew my medical condition and I knew the series by my own research. making that choice. Wherever this country is or whatever this country isn't, didn't have anything to do with the choice I made. Because one thing I plan to do is live as long as God allows me to live,
mm-hmm.
you know, and do the things that he wants me to do here on this earth and not make what I call self-initiated decisions that make conflict that choice. And that's what we've done. You said it, brother. You know how we are. And once it's a word that stuck with me. We talked about it yesterday that I wish they take out. Is that word mandate?
And mandate, yeah.
I wish they removed that word mandate. Don't mandate us, because once you throw mandate in there, for us, it changes the game.
When we talk about mandates, let me get another word in. Sorry, Pastor. Let me get another word when we talk about mandate.
I gotta write my stuff down.
Go ahead, bro.
Part of the knowledge you need to know when they're talking about mandates is our mandates are coming from our government. But the legislators, the mandate that they have is you get vaccinated or do weekly COVID test. A lot of other people, there is no or. There is you going to get vaccinated if you want your job. Now, how come people don't question that? Do they realize that? That our own legislators are not even mandated, but yet they want to mandate us? That's what I'm saying. How people don't have the knowledge.
Come on, Doc.
That knowledge that you have to have. When making that decision.
See, that's good. That right there, see, that's what I'm talking about. See, they're trying to push something on you that they themselves don't follow by. I want to go back to what you said, though, sir, and you're right. That young man that didn't get vaccinated, his family depended on him, and you understand the strength of the family, right? And that man that provides. But let me just go here. This nation, and I'm not making it a racial thing, but here they want us to trust them. They removed the black male out the house. They know the strength of the father that takes care of the family. They're designed to destroy the black male from his family. So why should we think that you're concerned about the wellness of a man taking a vaccine that now his family can't be provided for? They bring stories up like that or whatever. Now the family has lost someone that provides. Should we really think that this nation really cares about that when we got the majority of our young black men or fathers in prison or fathers on drugs that are removed from the household welfare that was designed to never allow the male to come back into the family? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. So why should we really give credence or trust to a system like that? And as Barbara said, these same individuals that are mandating us to get vaccinated and not themselves? Come on, man. Can we really think for a minute? And I know there's some of my colleagues probably saying, well, I lost those to COVID, and I have too.
Mm-hmm.
So please don't think I'm being insensitive at all. But I want us to be real and let us be able to have the choice. Like Barbara said, remove the mandate. Give us information and allow opposing information to be at our disposal.
I'm not going to disagree with that. I think, you know, the importance of is this is a country where we're not supposed to take away the word freedom and the word freedom of choice. And with that, we have to stand by it. But let me go back to us, since we are making that focus today on the black mind and the black man. That I say it again, this is where, as a person and as a colored individual, a man of color, my focus and my work here for this university is to ensure to move the word hesitation out of the equation. And let it be based on the word facts. You remove that word hesitation by providing information that is true and actual for all individuals reading or have ability to get access to. Then, in the end, allow me as an individual person to make a common choice what I choose to do. Because at the end of the day, nobody has to live with it but me and the people that depend on me. Now, where it gets scary is, you know, I also have to think about the people that I'm in contact with and the people that's around me that I can possibly infect. Mm-hmm. Because I may be healthy and I may beat it, as KT did. But then it might be somebody next to you that ain't as healthy, obese, as Pastor said, and not in great condition. And if I have it and I give it to them and they don't make it. So everybody has to think what works for them and do what works for you, regardless of all the other things that we've talked about. That is true because we've experienced it. Because one thing about COVID don't care who you are. You can have all these names behind, titles behind your name, and you can be male or female, you can be gay or straight, lesbian or not. You can be all of those things. COVID don't care what you are. COVID is going to walk in and try to do damage, however it got here. That's another story, though.
Right.
But it's here, and I'm into protecting the people that I love, and that's people that look like me.
And you know how I protect? I take the precautions. I wear a mask. When I get on the bus, use the public transit, I double mask. I keep sanitizer in my pocketbook. Every time I go somewhere, I try not to touch, but if I do, I'm washing those hands. And I socially distance. That's my protection. That's how I protect me, and that's how I protect anybody around me. Other people may think the vaccination is the thing to go. That's their choice. But don't take away my choice to just do the simple things like sanitizing, socially distance, and wearing a mask, because those have proven to be just as effective as the vaccine, which they said the vaccine wanes after time anyway.
Y'all,
that's all I'm saying. I can see, like you say, like your job is to go out and educate. And this is no push on you, but it's just a fact that if you don't have the right information, then that means you're pushing information that's not right. So we have to make sure you have all the information. So we make sure that you're not out there unknowingly giving people wrong information. And I say that because when you look at the opioid crisis, how did that happen? Because people trusted doctors. Doctors FDA. Say you needed this. They gave it to you. They're smart. Yep. They know. They knew that these opioids are completely addictive. And they know they would have a customer for life, but they did it. And they did it because you trusted them, where I didn't trust the words of just a doctor.
I have to jump in. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have to jump in. Just as anything, this show goes so fast.
Oh, my God.
And our time, I didn't even look until I looked down at the time. I do know that I have to reel it in. And I would say thank you. First of all, I got to come back to this conversation because it's just too deep to leave it here. I'm going to ask Tom to allow us to come back again, and I hope that you're able and available to do so we can come back and finish this segment of Real Talk on the Tom Flicklin Show, 103.5 FM, WNHHP. Thank you for today, though. Mm-hmm. But please, when I come back to you, let's come back and finish this conversation. I thank KT, I thank Barbara Fair, and I thank Pastor Lewis for coming on the show today. And I look so forward to coming back to you once again in the future, real soon. Thank you so very much and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Barbara, could you throw KT's real name into the chat for me real quick? Thank you. What a show. What a
yes.
show.
I hope that people get to see that video, though. I mean, that's so informative. I mean, that professor.
John said he's going to put it out there, so I look forward to him doing that. Because I looked at it yesterday. Yeah.